This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Ezekiel chapter 44, Leroy looks at how to decide about the gray areas of Christian living. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
One of the most critical responsibilities of Christian leaders today is to help people decide what is a truly biblical standard of behavior. And this becomes very difficult in the gray areas or conduct in our world. There are things that the Bible does not prohibit, but many people consider them harmful. In Ezekiel chapter 44, verse 23, God gave this command to the priests of the sanctuary, "And the priests shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the profane, and cause men to discern between good and evil, the clean and the unclean." God wants us, as His people, to understand the difference between what is helpful and what is harmful, to know how to distinguish between good and evil. And note very carefully that the priests are told to teach the people, not simply tell them. The priests are not just to say, "This is wrong and this is right," but they are to help the people learn to understand, to discern for themselves. It is the difference between advice and education, between telling a person what to avoid and helping him learn why he should refrain from things that displease the Lord. Now let's go back to the gray areas. How can we discern right from wrong in these things? The Apostle Paul said, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any." Here is a simple guide you and I can use to discern right from wrong. First, we can ask ourselves, is it helpful? Is it helpful physically and spiritually? Will this draw me closer to the Lord or take me farther away from Him? Secondly, does this practice have an addictive quality that is likely to get me into its grip? If so, I should avoid it. I read recently that one out of every eight social drinkers in the United States becomes an alcoholic. That's like playing Russian roulette with an eight shooter. I don't know of anyone who would think those are good odds. In Ezekiel's day, the responsibility to teach the people to discern good and evil was given to the priests of the sanctuary. Today, this is not something we can hand off to the pastor or Christian worker. In our daily walk of discipleship, we carry the responsibility to set an example of biblical behavior that others can follow. And we are to teach others how to discern the way for themselves. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
If you memorized eight Bible verses and put them into practice, would it make a difference in your life? During August, we'll send you the booklet, Going On with Christ, to encourage you in that step of faith. To receive your free copy of Going On with Christ, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. Tomorrow, God's call to a man who had it all, as we study Daniel chapters 1 through 3 on Daily Discipleship.